got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? Very interesting question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast anywhere in the world and listen to it on your phone, no matter what you're doing and where you're going and blah, 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 by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. The first 2 hours of the show on Wednesdays are Black Excellent Hour. Third hour is Manhood Hour. So for now, it is Black Excellence. That was then, and when America was amazing, and this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse, and I will get to your calls here. I want to encourage you, for those men and women who are working on themselves, don't give up. You stay with it. And just remember. And don't go with it. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Remember that. And when they come, and they will for a minute, because they've been controlling you all your life, don't react. Don't overreact. Don't react. Don't call them you. And just stay present. And you will rise above them into the light, into perfect peace. And it's amazing. But you got to not go with them so you can see that it's true, that all thoughts are all lies all the time. That's why we have so much hell on earth and all people except until they start to work on themselves. And a few do, most don't. A few do, most don't work on themselves. But when you test them, you will see that, wow, they're not true. I've been living with them all my life thinking it was me. All human beings, all, not one, who want to be free right here while you live, you must return to the truth, must return to the Father. And you'll only do that when you see that you're wrong for judging, playing God, and then forgive and doubt every thought about everything, because your whole life you've been living in illusion. Just imagine you living in illusion and you believe things about yourself that's not true, and you believe things that are happening in the world that are all an illusion, and you think they involve you, and they don't. What a mess! And then devils are fighting each other. Have you noticed everybody got a cause? I was watching this promotion for the veterans. They had some type of organization that raised money for vets, and then they buy the vets. They help the vets buy homes and things. And it's a big issue. It's a big cause. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, don't we pay taxes for the vets, for their salaries, and for their health care and all that? Because it's a way. It's a way to help them while they're out fighting for the country. And I think we do. But yet, there's a major cause to raise money for them because they're not getting the help they should be getting from the government, our tax dollars. Another cause. Everybody got a cause. And the reason that everyone has a cause, something to fight for, is because they're lost and they're living in their imagination and they believe that fighting is the right thing. They'll believe in a lie. It's all ego. It has nothing to do with love. I'm looking at these people in Minnesota and Los Angeles now and other places that are fighting with ICE. These are lost people, evil people who think they have a justified cause. And they get a thrill from going out there and attacking the lawmakers. And then the people who are encouraging them to do it are getting a thrill from it too, because now they think they have a chance at winning the next election. It's not like they care about the people they're encouraging to do this, or the illegal aliens, or the American citizens. It's about the thrill of thinking that they're going to become the leader of the people again and may get a false sense of power, a reputation, and money. It's all a game. It's all evil. Because all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, including yourself. Thoughts about you are not true. You can rise above them. You can overcome them and live a free life. Grok is reporting. The Post highlight. Well, apparently there's this Baltimore mayor, a guy by the name of Brandon Scott, who, according to Grok, spent $163,000 taxpayer funded armored SUV purchase. And he was asked about it, apparently. And as a result, he cried racism. Watch him from X.
But with that, this vehicle is still $55,000 less than before. So, again, I want to ask you the same question.
Okay, Tessa, we'll just stop you right there. We get it. We understand that your station has just severe right-wing effort underway. You guys are dragging this thing out and also not including all the facts. A vehicle that was purchased in 2023 is not the same price as 2025, right? You have to understand that reality. When you look at, I'm talking, you can listen to, let me talk, please. We heard your question. You've asked the same idiotic question now for 3 months. You're talking about a police vehicle with police equipment on it added on top of that vehicle. It's very simple. And we, when you look at, these are not astronomical costs, right? You guys and your station in particular would never ask the President of the United States how much the beast costs. This is ridiculous. Let it go. Next question.
According to this report, it was the priciest among Maryland officials. And the he was accusing the reporter, Cassie Decay. Cassie Dossi of WBFF Fox 45 of racism and right-wing bias. Was he black or Somalia? The mayor, yeah. Is he black? Is that a black person or a Somalian person? He's black. He look a little Somalian. Oh, one of those people. But
that's definitely not his hair now. But yeah.
But it's, so he is. He looked black. They always use the word racism because all thoughts are all lies all the time. And the people have been on the run from that word. And so given the opportunity for these people to just do what they want with government money, when they need to go back to, I believe there was a time when government could not make government could not make a living off working in government. It was like supposed to be kind of a volunteer thing, and now it's become a career. And I have to tell you, the black politicians are making buku money off being a politician. And because they know they can just cry racism. That's their way out. Remember when civil servant was just something you did because you wanted to give back? You wanted to help. So it wasn't a way of making a living. You still had to have a real job. Amazing, huh? Another reporter mentioned the governor's vehicle costs $70,000 to $80,000, and the mayor accused the reporter of racism. Watch this from X.
Governor Moore as well, his car costs about $78,000 to $80,000, and he drives across the state. Governor Hogan's car costs $70,000. Now, again, that was bought when he was state.
That's a long time ago. And I also would, well, you looked at, I understand that. I did answer the question. Just because you didn't get the answer that you wanted in your racist slant is one thing. But what I will say to you.
See, it's all racism. That word, first of all, you all know about now, is a made up word. It's meant to control you, cause you to become afraid. And the worst thing you can have in life is fear. It stops you from living. And that's why you have to go beyond the fear. Because these people are never going to stop using that word until you have no problem with it at all. When you get over the fear of it, then they will stop using it. DEI and affirmative action, reparations, all those are just made up words. The same way the word I forgot what the biblical question was last week, but it's all made up. It's all made up. Just like the words civil rights, made up. Civil rights, no such thing as civil rights. What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. The world gone crazy. And then I have, over the years, I've written about this Rosa Parks female and that she was no hero. I've talked about it, written about it in my books and in my articles and things. And that female Rosa Parks was not a hero. She didn't just one day get on the bus because she was on the bus and she's like, Lord, I'm tired coming home from work today. I ain't going back in the back of that bus. That it was all set up by the, according to the reports, the NAACP. Because prior to using Rosa Parks, they were going to use another black girl to act like the white people were so bad, they won't let you sit in front of the bus. So they had picked this black girl to use. But just before they got ready, before she was about to carry out the act, they found out she was pregnant out of wedlock. And they're like, what the? Black people not going to fall for this. You pregnant out of wedlock. Because in those days, the good old days, when America was America, it was an embarrassment for blacks to get pregnant out of wedlock. The girl would have to go in hiding until she had the baby. And then when she came back home, they're like, who baby's that? I don't know. No. So they were going to use this other female, the NAACP, to do this Rosa Parks thing on the bus, so-called civil rights fight. But when they found out she was pregnant, they had to get Rosa Parks. They found Rosa Parks. And Rosa Parks carried out, and now Rosa Parks, in the mind of many blacks, considered a hero when she was a zero, not a hero at all. Apparently, another reporter or person is reporting on the Rosa Parks scam. This is from Grok. The video embedded in the Post debunked the simplified narrative of Rosa Parks as a spontaneously defiant seamstress, portraying her 1995 arrest as a premeditated NAACP strategy to test bus segregation laws. Watch this from John Doerr via X.
So we all know the story, right? 1955, Montgomery, Alabama, Rosa Parks, she's this tired seamstress. She refuses to give up her seat to this white guy after a long day's work because her feet hurt. She gets arrested for this, and then it sparks a bus boycott. She becomes the mother of the civil rights movement. She's now remembered as a brave hero who stood up to power. The entire thing was a planned publicity stunt from the beginning. By 1955, Rosa Parks was already like an experienced left-wing activist. She and her husband were attending Communist Party meetings. Also, her husband owned a car. So this is not even the first time this happened. Black people were getting arrested for this stuff, but the NAACP and the activists ignored them, and Rosa Parks was specifically selected as the perfect subject for this agenda. She was polite, she was employed, she was married, she was seen as somebody who would be sympathetic to white people. And actually, the Rosa Parks incident itself was actually a reproduction of a prior incident where they planned to make a different woman into this kind of figurehead, but then they found out that she got pregnant out of wedlock, and so they had to sub her out for old Rosa.
It was all a setup to control the blacks and put fear in the whites. Isn't that amazing? And 70 years have gone by or so, and the blacks still believe the lie. And they call her mama. Black people love calling other black people mama. What the? Or grandma. Isn't that amazing? I'm told that John I don't know what his last name is, but John somebody. John Doerr was on the Fallen State a few years ago. What the? But it's known that it was a setup. It wasn't like Rosa Parks had gone to work. Poor Rosa. She had been riding on the bus all her life, and she came home, got off work one day, and Lord, my feet so tired. I'm so tired. I'm just going to sit right here at the head of this bus. I don't care what the white man say. I'm sitting here. I'm tired. My feet, I've been cleaning those white women's house and raising their children. I'm tired. It wasn't like that at all. And the blacks, not those who don't want to know the truth. There are some who are waking up now to it. But they don't want to hear the truth about that. It reminds me of the flat earthers. They don't want to hear, flat earthers don't want to hear the truth. Amazing. But you can overcome the lie within yourself. You can overcome the lie, but you got to wake up within you. It's already done. It's already finished. And the kingdom of heaven is open for those who will enter into it. And Blast, I made this point because you don't have to be you anymore. You don't have to follow the group. The crowd. You don't have to blame anyone for anything in your life. You could be free. You don't have to, there's no need to blame anyone for anything that happens in your own life as an adult. You're not a victim. And people like the NAACP, NAACP, and the Sharptons and the black politicians, liberal white politicians, they ain't gonna, and the black preachers who are preaching victimization, they're never going to stop because they get profits from that. They need you to be weak. They need you to be weak. That's how they earn a living. But you don't have to be anymore. You could be a free man or woman right now. Because these people are not going to stop. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. And look what how they're brainwashed the generation now, the young generation now. It's horrible how they think and feel and see things. And it's going to get worse. It's a spiritual thing. It's not physical at all. But because you won't work on yourself or you start and stop, you never discover the reality that you've been lied to and that you're already free and don't know it. And the one that's lying to you, they always find people to follow and agree with them. See, they agree with me. Because when they hear other blacks agreeing with other blacks, they think that that's right. Amazing, huh? But you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be angry from this point forward. There's never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, ever a reason to be angry about anything. But you justify anger because somebody else told you anger is human nature and it's good. And they said Jesus was angry. And you think that you're feeling what Jesus carried out in the temple or wherever he did that. You think that's what Jesus is feeling, what you're feeling. You're in hell. Jesus was in heaven even as he walked the earth. And you could be too, if you want to. Later today, at some point this morning, I have this story coming up for you about now that these blacks are driving these buses, it's a mess. It's a mess. All hell is breaking loose. Because you gave in to the fear. Think about this. Other than watching out for yourself physically, protecting yourself in that way, in a physical way, why would you be afraid of another human being? Why does that make sense to you? Why? Think about that. Evil is afraid of evil. Because anyone that has fear, they are evil. They believe fear. They believe the devil. And the devil doesn't want you to know. Evil spirits don't want you to know your emotions are not yours, but they are evil. And you can test this. Learn about the devil ways, who the devil is. Then you shall know God. You're not going to understand God until you understand evil. You think your emotions are good. You're calling good evil, and that's the devil. 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. The older black generation did not want people to get involved, other blacks to get involved with that mess with Martin Luther King Jr. They're like, leave that mess. No, that man just raising mess. Don't go to that rally. I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. 888-77-JESSE. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Excellence 888-77-JESSE. Brand new episode this Friday, if the Lord is willing, of The Fallen State. I had a very interesting discussion with Rudy Rotman. He is a Zionist. And I still, to be honest with you, I still don't know exactly what a Zionist is. Even though he explained it, I don't exactly know what a Zionist is. And the people that hate the Jews, well, I won't say hate, but disagree with the Jews, they say Zionist is a bad thing, I think. I could be wrong. But anyway, he is a Zionist, former IDF soldier, and a Jewish Israeli rights activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you are a Zionist.
I don't look at Judaism as a religion. I look at it as a portable version of an ancient civilization. And the idea of us having the rights to come back home is a Zionist.
Why don't you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Messiah is not just a person, but a time period where humanity brings spirituality and physicality together.
What caused people to hate Israel?
Charlie Kirk died. Must be Israel, right? Literally anything that happens, like someone is finding a way to blame it on Jews.
It was interesting. I may have to do a debate with a Zionist and a person that disagree with the Zionist. That may be interesting, a debate. But the FallenState.tv this Friday at 11 a.m., if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. So I don't really, even though this Rudy explained it really the best he could, I guess, it still doesn't make sense to me. It looked like a Jew is a Jew is a Jew, or Jewish, Jewish, Jewish. But just like the blacks don't like the blacks, the religious people don't like other religious people, organizations, I guess it's just the devils are fighting over everything. Thursday, tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing, is the first men's forum of this year. It's the first Thursday tomorrow of the February 2026. So we're having our first men's forum this Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to like these videos. Like these videos. All right? Amazing. So I don't know how true it is or not, but I'm being told that Zionism is a person who believe in the development and protection of a Jewish nation and its historic homeland of Israel. So that sounds like a mega person. What's wrong with that? What the? Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Josh.
All right, man. I was calling to answer that biblical question.
What's the right way for parents and others to help others become stronger?
I'd say there isn't a way, because it's impossible to help anybody. And if you think you're helping somebody, the devil already fooled you, and you're actually hurting them.
So there's no way to help for parents and others to help anyone become stronger, you're saying?
No. Okay. No, I said that's a whole illusion, and you can't even help yourself. That's the big thing is that, yeah, so there ain't no way you can help somebody else. So all you can do is just observe, really, and watch what happens.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Josh, all right.
Do you know the difference between a Zionist and a non-Zionist? Do you know what a Zionist is?
I've heard about it, and yeah, it is confusing. I've heard different definitions of it, but to me, it sounds like the Zionists are like the white people that colonize and make things better, and then all the haters are like the blacks that just hate them and just are jealous and just want to hate them. That's what it sounds like to me. It's another variation of that.
Okay, so a Zionist are Jewish people who want to make things better. But then it sounds like all Jews are not Zionists.
Right, right. So you got, yeah. So it's just like the blacks. You got some blacks that
are not into the black thing.
Yeah, that are not into it. They're individuals. And you got other blacks that are hardcore into the blackness, you know. And so you can't group them all together. But I'd say for the most part, most Jews and Zionists, they're just white people. They're white.
When you were growing up, did you hear about Zionists and Zionists, all that stuff while growing up?
No. I heard about white people. Right.
America, where black people, especially black people, I don't know about white people, they were loving Israel because of the spiritual relationship between Christ and the Christians.
Yeah. Yeah. My name is Joshua. That's a Israel name, or that's a Hebrew name, you know?
So right there's a link there. Yeah. And you wear it proudly, huh?
Yep. Yeah, it's biblical. Seven Baptists.
So I know you're a truck driver. How's the weather for you while driving right now?
You know, I'm in Wyoming, and it's actually a heat wave in Wyoming, so it's 30. It's like 30. That's considered warm in Wyoming this time of year.
So you haven't ran into the snow and all that mess, ice?
Yeah, I have. I ran into a couple blizzards. I've been through a couple blizzards, and you just shut down if you can't get through them, and they just blow on over, you know?
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah. I think of that example. You say, like, the buffalo, you know, sometimes it's better to just go right through it.
Yep.
And instead of running from it, you know, I don't even really pay attention to it. You just take it one day at a time. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, be careful out there, and thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Okay, will do. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super, super, super chat.
Super chats.
Crazy Go Za says, as a man of color who has seen the manipulation and illusion of racism, I stand next to Jesse Lee. I understand fully your approach, and I love it. Keep fighting the good fight, brother. We will rise.
Right on. Thank you. And you stay with it, too. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Don't give up, because this whole thing is just hell on earth over nothing. It's not even real. And they're fighting as though it is real for all the wrong reason. What a mess. Thank you.
And Taiwana, five coffees. Regarding the caller who wore that hat supporting an ice, I noticed Jesse kept questioning this man. I don't believe he was looking for a reaction or a quote-unquote thrill. I think he simply wore it because he wanted to support the cause. No different from when somebody wears a T-shirt with a provocative slogan. A man with anger is murder. When she's crying, she's lying. White History Month. Trump shirts, Great White Hope, and MAGA. Some wear them for the thrill, but that's anger. And she goes on and on. And she's like, I know, keep it piffy. LOL.
That's right, keep it piffy. I forgot the guy's name. But
Troy.
Troy, yeah. But Troy put on that shirt knowing that, especially in Minnesota at this time, let's say all that mess wasn't going on and he wanted to support ICE, it would have been a different story. He would just put the shirt on and all that mess wasn't going on, but he put it on knowing that the thrill of being yelled at or someone reaction. And then he went into, according to Troy, he went into somebody's business. And the people who interfere with ICE came into the business, I think he said. And the owner had to throw them out or something like that. So it was for the thrill. Thank you, though. I understand what you're saying. I appreciate it.
I think he said that he got the idea that he had the need to show his support for them.
Yeah.
Because they're not feeling very supported. Something like that.
But that didn't show support. And those people are so nasty. They're wicked people of fighting ICE. It was reported that one of the ICE guys' fingers were bitten off or something.
Yeah, I think he lost that finger, at least part of that finger.
They probably ate it.
Yeah, I don't know if he had the tip still, but phew, crazy. Oof. Mentally ill, evil people.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. Observing the mind is knowing you aren't the mind. Observing the breath is knowing you aren't the breath. Says Eric.
Thank you, Eric. I suggested that if you want to stay present, to be aware of yourself breathing. And when you're aware of yourself breathing, you are present. And have you been doing it? No. Let me ask a question I already know the answer to. You've been doing that hake.
Who, me?
No, hake.
No.
You've been doing it hake, baby, being aware of your breathing?
Of course, since you mentioned it.
You put hate to shame.
Since this very moment that you mentioned it.
Right now.
Right.
But wow. Not in the past.
Wow.
Not yesterday.
I'm judging. And forgetting my own breath.
A little bit of this and that.
So you haven't been doing it either?
100% since you mentioned it.
From yesterday?
No, just now with Eric, our super chatter.
But I mentioned it yesterday, and you have not been doing it?
No, I did it a little yesterday.
But for the most part, you didn't.
I'll put myself on camera on that. I'll say it in 4K.
But you're being confusing, though.
Yeah, he reminds me of that black abortion doctor who was on the Fallen State. Why couldn't answer the questions.
Why is he speaking that way?
My bad. That was confusing. I'm saying I did it a little bit yesterday. I'm saying that I didn't totally forget it yesterday. That's
Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no, no.
Yeah.
But don't swear. Don't swear on heaven nor on yourself.
It sounds like he's saying that, I think when he's saying that, no, I have not been doing it, but I start right now when you mention it.
Right. But he did say that he did it a little bit yesterday.
I know, but I'm still confused. It sounds like he did it a little bit, but the way he said it, it sounded like he was doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
But then he threw in, since you said it.
I think he lives in a state of confusion, and now he's maliciously throwing his confusion upon us.
That's
my theory.
I was just messing around.
And so,
because it's like if you were making fun of Hake, let's explain it. If you were making fun of Hake, that, and then I put him to shame, but I said actually just since a moment ago, haha. It wasn't actually this whole time. It was just since a moment ago.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. James, was Jesus in the Old Testament? If so, what was he up to in that? I ask James because he's a true Christian. Laughing face with tears coming out.
He's a homegrown Christian.
Jesus is the fourth man. in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amazing.
Although info may be false, I disclaim no endorsement nor opposition of this info represents Hake or Bond or JLP or anything. Or okay. Anchor Baby.
So
I don't know if he's mentioned, they say, in Isaiah, you know, fulfillment of the prophecies. Danny bought another coffee. All right, Jason, the lads, why do we never hear about Jesus' daddy, and how do we know Mary was a virgin? A few Bible bashing questions for Thursday.
Well, how do you know what now?
Why do we never hear about Jesus' daddy?
Joseph.
Presumably.
Are you talking about Joseph?
I don't know.
And
how do we know Mary was a virgin?
Because the Bible said it.
Right.
Why is it important that she was or wasn't anyway?
Some say that was added later.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I never even thought about if she was a real virgin or not.
I know. People all caught up in matterless things. It's kind of like being an atheist because you don't believe the miracles. It doesn't, like, the basic principles of the Bible are so real. Anyway.
Thank you, though. I appreciate that. I don't know the answer to that.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah. But it's today's Wednesday anyway, man. Bible bashing questions for Thursday. Writer in Black, when somebody asks me to describe the JLP show, I tell them it's an hola, it's a si, senor, it's a comment allez-vous. I don't know how to pronounce words.
Comment allez-vous.
Yeah. It's a salamat po. It's amazing.
It's a Guantanamera.
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 You know what that is?
Swahili Guantanamera.
That's a Cuban patriotic song.
Guantanamera.
About a woman.
Swahili Guantanamera.
From Guantanamo.
You saw your beds and settles.
Where we torture the terrorists.
They start to say, Baba Palma.
Enhanced interrogation.
That's a what song?
It's a Cuban patriotic song.
Is that bad or good?
I don't know. It's a very famous pop song made popular from some people. That's how you know it.
Do you understand the words to that, Nick?
No.
Indeed. He's playing it coy.
I don't know.
He understands Guantanamera.
Do you, Nick?
Those aren't Spanish words I'm familiar with.
Oh. It means it's a woman from Guantanamo. Doesn't that make sense? Knowing
a little bit, yeah. It sounds like it. It doesn't say Guantanamo, but it's close to it.
Right.
Guantanamera.
Like it's Mexico City, Mera. Never mind.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Guantanamera. You're so young, Prince and Sarah.
I could almost understand what he was saying. He said, I'm so sincere. Something like that.
Amazing.
Kevin bought our Cash App. Bless the Lord, very generous.
I learned that song in college.
You would. Over here in East LA LA City.
LA City College.
Where is LA City College?
In LA.
It's a big place, you know.
It's on Vermont near Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood.
Yeah, that sounds like Hollywood.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jack on Cash App. Jack 32 at it again. Shrugging emoji, salute, American flag, double exclamation.
This is the house that Jack built, y'all.
We try not to say last names.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack.
Jack B. Ryan, I. Church emoji.
Hi.
No, I.
Oh.
EYE. Like
oh,
I.
Thank you, Ryan.
But hi, too.
Hi, Ryan.
Audrey A., very tempted to say her last name, if it's her last name, because it's such a cool one. But Audrey A., welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled, being late in February is black excellence. Can we go coon and Uncle Jesse like when BLM called that black ICE officer a house Negro with a hard R? Can we keep him in our coon family?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Amazing. I got to stop there.
I hadn't heard that story.
Me either. I'm not familiar with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Roman out of Dallas. Roman, you are on the air.
Mr. Peterson, thank you for the opportunity to speak. You know, I've watched your videos for years. I did not know that you had a live chat room or a live show like this. On my way to work this morning, and couldn't be happier to be on the show. Thank
right
you.
Right on. Amazing.
I'm doing good, brother. You know, you were on the topic of Zionism, and, you know, over the last year or so, paying attention to, you know, our government and, you know, the accusations that are made regarding Israel and, you know, the Epstein files and the Mossad and, you know, the connections run deeper than we realize. The idea, the fundamental idea of a Zionist is, you know, these are these old Jewish farmers that were to return to the land, you know, to help basically build it. And, you know, from then until now, I think we've reached a different level of a different definition for what a Zionist is. It used to just be a Jewish farmer that wanted to return home and help build the homeland. But now it seems to be a group of people who seem to have some sort of blackmail power over our government. And obviously, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is supported by every Zionist that exists. So how can we not see Zionism as a threat in our country?
But are you Jewish?
No, sir. I'm American. Okay. I was born and raised here.
And you, and so when you said with Jewish farmers who want to return to their land, meaning in Israel land, the land in Israel, right?
Yes, sir.
So Zionism is not a bad thing, then, sound like from you. It's not a bad thing.
No, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. The fundamental idea of a Zionist, you know, way back when was just, hey, we're going to go, we're going to rebuild our homeland. And now it's a movement where, you know, it's basically like a return to the homeland, a return to Jerusalem or whatever part of Israel. So at this point, we're seeing photos of, you know, our politicians. We've got DeSantis, we've got all these others, and we're looking at their unwavering support for Israel, and these are people who could possibly be future presidents of the United States. And you know, we're seeing pictures.
What's wrong knowing that Israel is our ally in that region? And what's wrong with this unwavering support for Israel?
I don't have a problem with supporting an ally, right?
Right.
But when you look at some of the things that Benjamin Netanyahu demands, for example, a regime change war in Iran, what business does the United States have doing that? You look back at the war in Iraq.
Because of time, should America help our, should we help our allies as our allies will help us if we need it? Should we help Israel?
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
no,
this question, Mr.
Time.
Peterson. The idea that everybody in Israel gets free health care, free education.
Can you hold on for me?
Over...
Roman,
yes, sir.
Yeah, hold on. That way you don't have to rush. Let me take a quick break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news, but the hate news. When I come back, straight to your calls. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... Because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of our 1 of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Excellence, 2 hours of Black Excellence. We're heading into this second hour of Black Excellence before Manhood Hour in the third hour here on the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Wednesday, the 4th of February, A.D., 2026. Hang tight, callers, okay? Hang on. The lines are full, but if you're not on hold, you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. It is hate news, not fake news. JLP will be right back to your calls, okay? We'll get to more of your Super Chats. We do see them. And more great stories. And after the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, The Hague Report, American Anchor Baby, today is Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. American Anchor Baby ends at 1, all right? And then you get an hour break, and then Punchy TV at 2 Pacific. That is 4 Central, 5 Eastern. Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. I recommend it. And also, tomorrow night is the first Thursday of the month Men's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Some of that mess that's going on in the world, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, authorities say they are aware of reports of possible ransom notes in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. No relation, I don't believe, to Woody Guthrie, I'm not sure. But Nancy Guthrie is the mother of Today anchor, mainstream media woman, Savannah Guthrie. They're both Christian, supposedly, right? The case has gripped the nation after Nancy, age 84, was allegedly abducted from her home in a quiet and beautiful Arizona neighborhood where she lives alone in her home. And she's a Christian. She didn't show up to church. And they filed a missing person thingamajigger and whatever. I don't know. So we are gripped by Where's Nancy? And a shutdown has ended. Didn't even know it started, hardly. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, yesterday, signed a sweeping spending package into law, ending a 3-day partial government shutdown, while the deal funds, I guess, the air traffic controllers who had to work for free, unpaid, for those 3 days for a second. They might have sort of noticed. The deal funds several critical departments, but it sets up another looming deadline for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Trump and Democrats now have 2 weeks to reach an agreement on how to supposedly rein in federal law enforcement. How about we rein in these commie criminals? Oh, but they are the commie criminals. The Democrats, shout out, so to speak. Specifically, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They want to rein in ICE. I say we need to unleash ICE. Face a DHS shutdown that would affect agencies from the TSA, Transportation so-called Security Administration, and FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Association. I forget what it is. Democrats are demanding changes to immigration enforcement operations, so the demons are in the government, like what's new, including requiring ICE agents to wear body cameras, which they already agreed to that. Remove face coverings, no sorry, Bob, that's not a good solution. And end roving patrols. Roving patrols. Well, maybe they need to force their local Democrats to work with the feds rather than against the feds. Like they worked with the feds under Obama and they let the ICE into the jails and stuff. But no. And it's an assassination attempt. Did you hear about this? The man who attempted to assassinate then former President Trump at the Florida golf course in 2024 will be sentenced today. Ryan Routh, R-O-U-T-H, built a sniper's nest near Trump's West Palm Beach golf course before the plot was thwarted by a Secret Service agent. Routh convicted, he was like a normie pro-Ukraine guy, liberal, middle of the road, a radical centrist. Convicted on 5 counts in September after a disastrous attempt to represent himself in trial, repeatedly reprimanded by the presiding judge Eileen Cannon, a woman. How embarrassing. Prosecutors asking Cannon to impose a life sentence on Routh for attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate, adding he was expressed neither regret nor remorse. What a shame. Where are the whites? I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 2. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today, and I'm beautiful. I'm sorry to be rubbing it in. I'm not rubbing it in intentionally, I think, because I know the weather is so bad in other areas, but it's so beautiful in L.A. Like 80 degrees, it's working its way to 80. Not quite yet. It's supposed to be 86 today and 30-something. 86 F / 30 C. Amazing, huh? We Celsius. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, or doozy, the biblical question, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become stronger? We hear it all the time. You need to be strong. I'm going to help you. I make sure my kids are strong. How do you do that? What's the best way? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. If you got to run around and doing whatever you're doing, you just can't sit and watch the show. Of course, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to catch up on the Super Chats. To donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And the first 2 hours of Wednesday shows, because we love the blacks, is Black Excellence. That was then when America was America. And it was amazing. This is now. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Our spiritual battle is not physical at all. And it's happening inside the individual, not on the outside. And yes, there are individuals on the outside of you who are children of evil, and they are trying to hurt you because they want the thrill of it. Dead people need thrills, and the thrills feel like life, and they call death life. Amazing, huh? I want to go back to Roman, a first-time call out of Dallas, and he was talking about American support for Israel. Roman.
Yes.
So are you saying that, I kind of forgot where we left off, but are you saying that, you mentioned regime change or something like that?
Yeah, so we were discussing the topic of Zionism, and you know, I've done some pretty extensive research into it, because you know, there's a difference between a Zionist and someone who practices Judaism and just a standard Jew, right? And it's almost like trying to figure out what pronouns you have to use when you refer to these people, because
when
they're
I was
also different.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but when I was interviewing the Fallen State guests, even amongst the Jews, there are different sectors of Jews. And I didn't know that until I started doing radio here, that there were different sectors of Jews, even in Israel. It's like a dark-skinned black versus a light-skinned black, educated black versus a non-educated black. It's all the same kind of battle.
Absolutely.
Amazing. So should we, Americans, support our ally, Israel?
I absolutely believe we should support our ally, but I think there's limitations. When you look at a 10-year, 20-year memorandum of understanding, when you look at the fact that AIPAC is the largest donor to all of our elections, how can we not, as Americans? AIPAC is the organization that basically, it's the American Israeli, I'm not sure, it's basically like their group. They fund politicians,
But you don't know exactly what it is?
I can't tell you what it stands for. I just know that, you know, certain politicians take AIPAC money and some don't, and the ones that tend to take AIPAC money tend to win.
And what's wrong with that?
It adopts the idea that Israel can get what they want by funding elections, but when we have memorandums of understanding to protect them that are unwavering, and we're spending, you know, first sometimes it's $3-4 million a year. Now Netanyahu believes that, you know, America's turning against him. He wants Donald Trump to sign a 20-year memorandum of understanding to support Israel. We have allies, but have they been our allies forever? No, we fought with China in World War, but they're not our ally anymore. And you know, when we look at Israel, they're, you know, in my eyes, committing a genocide in Palestine, and we're financially supporting that.
But why do you think? Let me. Two things I want to deal with first. When elections are happening, and countries and individuals and organizations and individuals support the politicians that they want in office, don't they do it wanting something back in return?
They always do.
And so what's wrong with that?
Nothing necessarily. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. I understand it, but...
So why you don't like the fact that this group,
because they feel like
AIPAC wants something in return too, since that's what all people do. They like when I supported Donald Trump, I wanted Donald Trump to really do well for America, so I wanted something back. If he wasn't going to do it, I would not have supported him. So it was a selfish support because I wanted him to make the country great. So what's wrong with other people doing that, wanting something back?
Because Zionists only care about making Israel great, and they do it off the backs of hardworking Americans. Can you explain to me why everyone in Israel gets free health care and free education, and I'm still paying student loans?
But that's what they do in Israel. I don't care what they do in Israel. And I mean, you're paying student loan because you agreed to go to that university where you had to borrow money. You didn't have to go there, right?
Well, no, sir.
And so what does what they do in Israel have to do with what we do in America?
Well, we're supposed to be aligned on most things, and you know, if there comes a time, okay, if I were to give you $8, Mr. Peterson, with the understanding that you were going to give me back $1 million, wouldn't that $8 be pretty easy for me to give you?
Well, I don't understand that. What you compare that to?
Well, when AIPAC funds our politicians and spends millions of dollars to help, in some people's eyes, not mine, maybe, but rig elections in their favor, that's a small investment made into an individual that's going to help control you know, what the things that they want. So
how do you know they're rigging elections?
Like I say, this is allegedly.
But why do you believe allegedly stuff?
I just don't believe that we should fight every country in the Middle East because Israel doesn't feel safe.
Well,
I don't think we should spend $7 trillion on a war on terror.
Why do you believe allegedly stuff?
Well, it seems like everything Benjamin Netanyahu wants, that Trump delivers it.
Why do you believe allegedly stuff?
Well, sir, because I don't have the substance to tell me whether it's true or not. 100%.
So then why not?
I keep the idea of it.
Or believe it, since you don't know for sure if it's true or false. Why believe it? Why not doubt it or believe it? Have nothing to do with it, since you don't know what the truth is. Why not do it that way?
Mr. Peterson, I hope I'm wrong about all this, and that's part of the reason why I'm speaking on your show right now. I'm hoping that if I'm wrong, you'll correct me.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but I'm asking you, you don't know if that's true or not. So since you don't know if it's true or not, why not? Why don't you just leave a blank space rather than taking any agree or disagree with it?
Because you can look at AIPAC-funded politicians and see.
That's not what I'm asking, though. You said allegedly, you don't know if it's true or not, that they are packing or stealing the election, something you said. But since you don't know if that's true or not, why not leave it blank?
Well, sir, that's a great question. I seek more information every day. That's why I watch your show. That's why I watch Tucker Carlson. That's why I watch Candace Owens.
I know, but since you don't know if it's true or not, why not leave it blank?
Well, I still leave a blank space there for there's
no.
There's
you made a decision about it. You believe it to be true.
Based on the information I've gathered.
But then on the other hand, you said you don't know if it's true or not. So I really like to understand, Roman, why don't you leave it blank?
Because kids, children, and women are dying every day in Palestine.
What that has to do with you?
Well, we're funding it. My tax dollars are funding it. That's what it has to do with us. You're
but,
too.
Why not leave it blank about they're buying the election or something like that, you said? Why not leave that blank?
Well, the original topic that we got on was Zionism.
No, I want to know that first, and then we can move to the next thing. Why not leave it blank? And I'm asking this for understanding. Since you don't know if it's true or not, why not leave it blank? I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm not going to take a side. Why not do it that way?
Well, it's difficult. It's difficult. With the lack of information in front of me to have a true stated opinion on the matter.
Right,
all
so why not leave it blank then? Why not leave it blank since you don't know what the truth is? I really just want to understand that about you. Why not leave it blank? I don't know what the truth is, so I'm going to leave it blank so that blank space would allow the truth to come in.
You're right, sir.
So why not do it that way? Why do you have to take a side?
Not to say that, you know, my opinion couldn't be swayed. I'm just going based on information that I have.
Because the people that are telling you this stuff could be lying to you. They have a hidden agenda too.
The only side I'm on is America's. I voted for Donald Trump.
I know,
Trump.
But you made a decision about the other side and you don't know if it's true or not. Why not leave it blank?
Well, kind of like I'm leaving Trump's name out of Epstein files blank because we have no true information.
No, I'm asking you about
true.
The AIPAC thing. Why not leave it blank?
That's a great question, sir.
And what's the answer to that question?
The truth is, my gut feeling is the one I'm going with.
You can't go by gut feeling because people are evil. They don't tell the truth. Why not leave it blank so you can finally know the truth of it?
Well, sir, I intend on doing as much research and as much as I can, but, you know, mainstream media gets us so far from the truth.
You're still not answering that question. And then I want to move to the next thing. But
the answer is that I should.
And why don't you?
I don't have a good answer for that.
Okay. Why don't you find out who are you?
Roman Manikowski of Dallas, Texas.
Don't say your last name, but that's your name and where you live. But who are you?
Well, I'm a general contractor. I'm a Christian. Not a father, not married. I spend a lot of time on YouTube watching guys like you.
And so that's the kind of work you do. You're not married, and you belong to an organization called Christian. But who are you? Hello?
Hello?
But who?
Did I lose you there?
Yeah, who are you?
Well,
you told me what kind of work you do. You told me your name. You told me where you live. You told me which club you belong to, the Christian club. You told me you're not married or two, but you still didn't tell me who you are.
I'm a child of Christ.
That's who you belong to, but who are you?
Sir, I don't know how to define that further than how I already have.
But why not find out who you are so that you can stop taking sides and you live from the truth? Why not find out who you are by knowing who you're not?
I seek further truth every day.
Right. And where do you seek?
I just I want to understand why things are the way they are.
You seek for the truth every day, where do you seek?
Mainstream media, definitely not CNN or Fox or MSNBC. Right.
But where do you look for the truth?
I look to the truth through independent, you know, podcasters like you.
You're not going to find the truth on the outside of you.
It's in the Bible. I mean, there's truth in the Bible, right?
Ramon.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to find the truth outside of you. You're not going to find the truth in the Bible. You're only going to find it in you when and if you start looking within yourself. The truth is not in the Bible. The Bible points you to the truth, which is inside of you.
And how do I do that?
By becoming aware of who you're not, and you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, neither good or bad emotions, you're not your body, you're not what you do, you're not your name, you're not your color, you're none of those things. And when you stop identifying with those things by being aware of them and not calling them you, I promise you, you shall know the truth, and it's going to be amazing. But you got to look within. It's not outside of you at all. You can read the Bible until the cows come home, and most people read the Bible. They do not get beyond the pages of the Bible. They never go to the Father, the Spirit of God that the Bible is pointing them to. So they never know the truth either.
Fair.
That makes sense?
It does, sir. Can I ask one question?
Yes, sir.
Did you know that the founders of Zionism were atheists?
I did not know that, and nor am I concerned about that.
Okay. Well, you as a Christian, we were on the topic of Zionism. I'm not anti-Semitic or anything like that.
And I'm not saying that you are. I don't get the impression that you are.
I know that it seems that anybody that goes against any Israel's views or Israel's wishes, they're labeled as anti-Semitic. Can you explain to me how that works, why they do that?
Because lost people always put labels on things.
Does that mean that they're lost people?
Yes. When they call your name because you agree or disagree, then those people are lost people. They're evil. Anyone that does that is an evil person.
I mean, it's very similar to,
you should have the right to, not should have the right. You do have the right to disagree or agree, and that doesn't mean that you are a label. It just means you disagree or agree. And that's why you have to know yourself, so you'll know if you're angry or not. Do you have anger?
you know, sometimes I'm confused whether to be angry or not. If I watch enough Anna Kasparian videos, then yeah, I get pretty angry.
And so, and aren't you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
And does God have anger?
No, sir.
So why do you have it?
Well, he's a little more perfect than me.
How are you more perfect? How are you perfect or imperfect?
I'm an imperfect person, sir.
And why do you say that?
Because I've got lots of work to do. I make mistakes. I sin. You know.
But Christ said that you are perfect.
In His image.
Christ said that you are perfect. Why are you saying that you're not?
I think we all have flaws.
No, but Christ said that you are perfect. Is Christ lying?
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. No, sir.
So why are you saying something else then?
We were all built in God's image, right?
And so is God perfect?
Yes, sir.
And you were built in the image of God by God, right?
Yes, sir.
And does God build or create anything that's imperfect?
You would want to say no, but there's still serial killers and murderers
I'm asking you, does God create anything or anyone imperfect?
No, sir.
So then why do you say you're imperfect? You're created by God, a perfect spirit, perfect father, and you know He doesn't create imperfect things. Why are you saying that you're imperfect?
Because I make mistakes.
And who are you that make the mistakes?
Who am I that makes a mistake?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say an imperfect person. I mean, I guess mistakes are subjective to those around, and some might not think that my decisions are mistakes, and some do.
Is it possible because you don't know yourself that you don't make mistakes? It's this illusion of self that makes the mistake you think is you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that, you know, my conscience, my attitude, and sometimes, you know, my thoughts and feelings that are expressed after watching and hearing some of the things that I see and read, they do lead me to a state of anger. They do lead me to a state of frustration.
Are you your thoughts?
No.
Then why do you call them your thoughts?
It's a good question. I think it's easier to go to independent media sources.
No,
and
I
get
said, why
more
do you
educated
call them
opinions.
Your, come back. Why do you call them your thoughts, knowing that they are not your thoughts?
Well, if I agree with them, then they don't necessarily have to be my thoughts, but they can be ideas that I support and agree and believe in.
Did those thoughts make a home in you, and they made you do things you didn't want to do?
At times.
And so if they made a home in you and they're not yours, why do you still believe that they're yours and you call them yours?
It's almost like you're telling me I don't have control of my own thoughts.
Do you?
I do.
So if you control them, if you have control of your own thought, how do they make you do things you regret later or wish you have not done or believe things that is not true at all, if you have control of them?
Sometimes you make a decision knowing that it's not the right one and you do it anyway.
But if you have control of them, why would you do it anyway or make the wrong decision? Since you have control of them.
Because eventually, if I believe in it and I choose to do it, then it is my thought. I mean, obviously, it originates somewhere else. But, you know, the first Christian that ever lived or the first 100 Christians.
If they originate somewhere else, why do you call them yours? Do you create thoughts?
No.
And so why do you call them yours?
Well, God gives me the ability to think. And the ability to think, and my ideas, you know, they come from higher educated people like yourself that help me formulate opinions and help me.
But God
say
told
things
you
that,
that don't believe those thoughts, that they are not your own and they are not from him, to bring them into captivity, don't believe them at all. Resist the thoughts. Resist the temptation.
Resist the thought of a genocide? I can't do that.
Why not?
Because we're paying for it. Every tax dollar we pay, everything we do, it's hard to
and
not
how do
think.
You know that?
Well, we all pay taxes, right?
But how do you know you are supporting a genocide?
There's plenty of videos out there that.
But how do you know, though? You know, video can be. They do all kind of stuff on video, especially on YouTube.
Well, I mean,
Hey, Ramon, because of time, I want you to know, and you can prove me wrong or right on this. You're not your thoughts. You never created a thought. And God has nothing to do with thoughts. God is a no-thinking God. Satan is the thought God, small g, evil. And God has nothing to do with thought. God does not. God revealed. Remember he said, my voice is a voiceless voice. Satan talked to you, and God revealed things to you. So what I recommend, do what you want, is that you start paying attention to what's happening inside of you. So you can know the truth. And you,
how is what's going on inside of me going to tell me what's going on in Palestine?
Because the truth will reveal all things to you. And do you love Palestine more than you love Israel?
No, sir. I don't.
Why are you even concerned about what's happening in Palestine then? You keep mentioning Palestine.
Now, not to say that we've got American soldiers and boots on the ground over there, because as far as I know, we don't. But when I look at, you know, what we did in Iraq, what we did in these other places in the Middle East, it concerns me because we have American soldiers that are giving their lives on behalf of a foreign lobby that doesn't even register. AIPAC doesn't even register here lobby.
We don't have military soldiers. We don't have military or soldier in Palestine. Why are you concerned about something that doesn't even exist?
Well, I'm not referring to our soldiers in Palestine existing.
But you're very worried about so-called, what do you call that, in Palestine, a genocide. Concerned about that at all?
Because I don't believe that ethnically cleansing a region because children don't have the same blood as you, I don't believe that the
children's
blood.
But how do you know that the Palestinians are not killing their own people in order to get control of that area?
I absolutely believe that the Hamas is an evil group, right. Terrorist group. I believe they've got hostages. They're obviously going underneath hospitals and underneath senior centers to try to protect themselves.
So
and,
why are you more concerned about that than trying to blame Israel for genocide?
Because they have our help. The other people don't.
They don't want your help. Because if they want your help, they would stop killing their own people.
Well, no, they hate us too. Don't get me wrong. Hamas hates the United States. They hate everything America stands for. I just feel like...
Do you believe that America is a big Satan?
No, I believe America was adopted on Western ideas.
Well, a lot of people believe that we're the big Satan.
Oh, no, sir.
Do you believe Israel is a small Satan?
I wouldn't go that far.
Do you believe that they're the small Satan?
I believe they're everywhere.
Do you believe that you don't believe America is the big Satan? Do you believe Israel is the little Satan?
I can't say that I do.
What the Palestinians do. The Allah Abba believe that America is the big Satan, great Satan, who they want to destroy by any means necessary, and they believe that Israel is the little Satan, who they want to destroy by any means necessary. Ramon, it was amazing talking to you. Call me again. I got to take a break.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it, sir. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Amazing. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcements. The HAKE report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The guy with the good hair. The HAKE report. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the HAKE report, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. It's not a loan. It's a gift. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 2 p.m. today, a busy day again, 2 p.m. Punchy TV, brand new episode of Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. Fight, fight, fight. You don't want to miss that. At 11 a.m. No, I mean at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ireland, and talk to Ryan. Ryan from Ireland, heard around the world. You are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Sorry, hey. I'm just finishing a pair.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, man. How are you?
All is well, sir.
Good to speak with you, man.
You too.
I don't know if you remember, but I called you in probably September. Regarding moving out and a drug-free program I was in and a couple other things, like my mother. I moved out since speaking with you in October, and I'm living in a shared house. But I just wanted to update you because towards the end of our call, I remember you said just ring back and let you know how I'm getting on. So, yeah, I just want to let you know I'm good, and it was a good idea, man. And yeah, I can see the value in. I understand why you say that staying at home is a bad idea. As soon as I kind of did grasp that shortly before I moved out, fully that it was the right call. But now that I've done it, I know firsthand that it's the right thing for people to do, especially young men. You know, most people, especially in Ireland, don't move out. They stay at home.
How old are you?
24.
Oh, okay. One thing I know for sure and without a doubt, men who stay at home with mama after 18 years of age do not grow up. They do not mature. Mm-hmm. They do not mature. They take no risk in life, and they become weak. And that's where mama want them to be because she wants to control them. And they don't grow. And they don't deal with the issues of life. They never get better, but once you get out there and start going through the life, you will get stronger, you'll be better.
Yeah, I hear you. I can see that. And there's like, it's very fast paced. Once I moved out, I've just like, I can't believe what I called in September. Like the time has just flown by.
Yeah.
Because I'm absolutely. Just so busy with, you know, things that had been done for me in the background that I'm learning about, even stuff like medical expenses. I won't get into it, but you probably understand what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
real so life. You're dealing with life.
Into. Yeah, man, there's so much that goes into it. And I'm glad that, you know, I'm just glad that I wasn't any later than I was. 24 was late, like you said. 18 is a good shout. To leave home at 18 is a good shout. But look, 24, it could be worse. And I'm glad I've done it.
Right.
Thank you for that advice.
Is your mother trying to get you to come back home?
Yeah, subtly. Like, for example, she wants to meet up very regularly, like to come down to where I live, which is just over an hour away.
She wants you to come down. She wants to come down to where you live, or she wants you to come down to where she lives.
I don't mean to move out, but I mean to visit. And she's visited a few times since moving out, but I have said to her, like, I want some space now. I don't want to meet up as regular as we have been for coffee and things like that. If you get
me. Did you tell her to back off?
Yeah, I said like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I said, look, I don't want to meet up for a while. I just want to have a bit of space because every time I met up with her, I was just like, here we go again. Like, I'm not even doing it for myself. I'm just doing it for her. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the truth. Like,
it is. That's why you got to not be angry, but just tell her, no, I'm not coming down and you're not coming here.
Yeah, I get you, man. I get you. That's another thing that I wanted to ask you about, though. It's like, I did forgive her, and I kind of question if I, like, that's something that comes into my mind a lot. Is I feel like did I actually forgive her or not? But I have been listening to church, and someone actually asked the same question, and it was kind of answered for me there. So I won't get into that one because it's a little bit of a ramble.
The,
but what
the
I
only thing you're doing wrong now is you still believe thoughts. When she like ring you to come down, or she want to come up to visit you, the thoughts tell you, "Oh, don't hurt her feelings. That's your mother. Let her come." And you believe in thoughts. I promise you, if you stop believing the thoughts, don't react. Be aware that they're talking to you, speaking to you like that, but don't do anything. I promise you, you'll be able to deal with your mother or anyone perfectly. You'll be able to tell her, no, I'm not coming down. But you believe in thoughts. You don't need to go back and apologize anymore or anything. Just stop reacting to thoughts. Be aware of them. And you can be aware of them by being aware of yourself breathing. Be aware, just be slightly be aware of yourself breathing, and then the thoughts cannot interfere with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to see that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
I'm starting to see it is the right way to put it, but I haven't got there yet. I know that where you want to end up is knowing they're all lies all the time, but there are days I don't catch them in time.
Well, then start catching them by being present. I tell people, you know, keep your mind where your body is. Always know what you're doing. You're present when you're doing that. When you are aware of yourself breathing, you're present, meaning that you're with the light, you're in the light, you've been walking by the light, and you're rising above the darkness of thoughts, your imagination, which are not true. So just simply practice being present, and don't try to make yourself change. You can't do it. The light will do it for you. The light will make it right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can I ask you something else, actually? You've reminded me of something I really wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Because when we spoke last time, I mentioned that I had a heart issue. And I had this, like, I was struggling to breathe for a whole year. It took me out of work and everything. And I thought I had a heart issue, but it turns out everything is good. I've nothing wrong with me, and I'm so grateful. But I was wondering, I wanted to ask you, I recall you saying before that the pain was so bad for a while for you that you couldn't even breathe and you thought you'd never work again. And I don't know. I'd love to ask you more about that, because I feel that may have been exactly what happened to me. Because since moving out, things have gotten much better. I've been breathing.
It was an ego pain. It wasn't a physical pain for me. It was like, and I didn't realize at the time it was an ego pain. It was fear and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was real, but it was an illusion. It wasn't a physical pain. And yes, now that you've forgiven your mother and your father and you moved out on your own, and you, as you stop believing those thoughts, I'm not giving you medical advice, but I want you to know, when you stop being angry, your whole body starts to heal. Your whole body will calm down, because anger and resentment destroys every fiber of the body. It's a very evil and wicked spirit that destroys everything about human beings. So as long as you stay away from anger, that doesn't mean you don't speak up when you need to, but just stay away from anger and stay present, you'll be fine.
Did you think there was something actually wrong with your body like I did?
No, I didn't think. I knew I wasn't having physical pain. It was inner pain, conflict, but I didn't understand it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it may have been something similar. Well, it definitely was something similar with me, but I was convinced that it was a physical issue. But anyways, yeah. Thank you for that.
Well, I'm glad that you're well.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Last thing. Is that okay? One more thing.
All right.
On anger, because when you said that, I did feel like I do still have that issue that I get frustrated. And I feel like a child when I get frustrated, man. Like, it really bothers me, and I don't feel like a man, because I get glimpses where I'm speaking. Like, right now, I feel like I'm actually speaking using my own voice. Most of the time, I'm, like, performing. But I'm, like, performing for other people so they don't get angry, I think. But what step could I take, just the first step to take now, if you have any advice regarding anger? Because I do think I still have that.
Just be aware of it and don't call it you. You are not the anger. The anger is an illusion. So don't call it you. You be aware of it, but don't call it you. And if you need to speak up, just speak up. Don't go with that thoughts and feeling of anger. It's not you. But be aware of it. Don't try to run away from it. Don't deny that the spirit is there. Just don't identify with it. And I promise you there will come a day where there will be no anger in you at all.
Okay, so just see it. No, it's not me.
Yeah, no, it's not you. Don't call it you.
Okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time, man. I really do. Thank you.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yeah, man. I might miss one day every month or something like that, but it's only circumstantial. I do it every day, yeah.
Well, stay with it. Stay present. And if you go in and out of thoughts, don't judge it. Just come back to present, because you're only going in and out. You've been doing it all your life, and so it's like a habit. But just come back to present. Be aware of what you're doing, where you are, what you're doing, and you'll be fine. The light will make it right.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate it. I really do.
Good to hear from you, Ryan.
And you, man. I hope all is well over there.
All is well. Let me know how it goes for you. Stay with it.
Okay, man. Thank you.
And tell your mama to back off.
Okay. I will. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it so much, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All the best. See you, man. Thank you.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Bailey out of Illinois. Bailey, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, JLP?
All is well, Bailey.
Hey, so I was working last night, and I was thinking I was thinking about this for a little bit. Let me know what you think about it. So, you know how it's not Bible Thumper Thursday. Understandable, but I want you to kind of think about the question that I have for you. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
So why do Christians disagree so much if truth is obvious?
Because God is not involved in religion, and so they are still blind and don't know it. They just know about God. They can talk about God like they do anybody else. They can talk about Christ, but they don't know him because they don't know that God nor Christ has nothing to do with religion. They're still in the darkness of their imagination and don't know it. They're still evil.
Okay. So piggybacking on that.
Are you a Christian?
So, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Is questioning God a sin or like part of faith?
And give me an example of what you mean by questioning God.
Just say his verses. Just like I love the thing, the when you say all thoughts are all lies all the time.
Yeah.
I live by that almost every day. So I guess as a Christian, when, you know, I'm not a Bible thumper or anything like that, but, you know, when I see things come up in a daily basis or anything like that, I think of a verse, is that, you know, questioning God, or is that a sin?
When you think of a verse?
Yeah, so, like, say if I'm at work or if I'm out in public and I see something and I just think of a verse, just straight off the top of my head, would that be a sin or a part of faith?
So, to use an example, let's say you're out and about and you see a slut. Do you think of the verse, I shall not want?
No, absolutely not, because I'm faithfully married and I have a hell-raising child.
I don't know what you mean by I think of a verse. Can you give me an example?
JLP, not to, like I just said, I'm not a Bible thumper.
Right.
So, like, it just comes at random times.
Okay, but let me do this. I understand. I think I get what you mean, but when that happens, let it pass. Don't hold on to the verse.
Okay.
Yeah, just let it pass. Because if you hold on to it, it'll just become intellectual, and you'll believe that you know the truth because you know the verse. And that's what Christians do. And religious people, period. All religions are wrong. They think that just because they know the verse that they know God. So don't hold on to it, and the truth will reveal to you. It really will.
Yeah. And like I told you, I'm not one of those. I'm not a Bible thumper.
Right.
I do. I'm a God man, but yeah. I do have one more question for you.
Okay.
So I know, like, all emotions, like, are deceptive, and you should stray away from emotions.
Yeah. Absolutely. All thoughts, all emotions, are all lies, all the time.
All the time, right. But how do you know love is real?
When you see that emotional love is not real, you will know the real love without even thinking about it.
So when I first saw my son being born and I felt love for him,
yeah,
was that real or fake?
That was real.
And he's white, by the way.
White babies. Lord,
white
no
baby.
White babies. Are you going to make a bunch of them?
Yeah, we're working on making another one.
Right on. But yeah, that was real love. Now, if you try to control your son as he...
No.
Right, then that's not love.
Or
if you worry about him, or you get mad at him, or you get... Then that's not love.
Let me just... So, I'm a very... I let him explore So 2 days ago, I let him explore, and at 6:15 in the morning, JLP, I had to pull my toilet out of my house to get a TV remote out of the middle of the toilet.
Well, you have to be careful with that. They kind of keep things a little locked down so he can't.
I did. I bought a toilet lock the same day.
That's right. Did you yell at him when he did that?
No. Beautiful. He looked at me and smiled, and I'm like, you know what? It's part of growing up.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's part of being. And yes, JLP, we will be making at least two or three more white babies.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Bailey, I got to run because of tap. Amazing call, man. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will. I'll call you again. Call you again, JLP.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bailey.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Adlib Queen, JLP, I'm working on myself like 90 going north. I noticed doing the prayer is like working a muscle. Keep going and get stronger. Strong white arm emoji day and night. I also noticed bad dreams are a good way to see evil and see it's not you.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin, save the space age via white baby engineers regarding Karen against JLP. Women are emotional, which is the opposite of love. Love is indifferent and absolute, also known as changeless or God. 98% of women are anti-love.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L., Zionism or IST is a political aspect, not Judeo-faith.
Amazing. Thank you.
Moses Props, welcome new JLP member.
Thank you, Moses Prop. I appreciate it.
Fazul over there on YouTube. Thank you, Jesse. His forgiving mom a couple of years ago changed the both of us. She passed on Monday, is now with the father. Her name is Rosemary.
May Rosemary's soul rest in peace. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
The username is Jay. Zionists are Jewish supremacists. Zionists are not America first.
Amazing. Thank you.
It's 1017.
I don't quite know what that means, but thank you.
1017 Pow Pow, Paula. When are we getting the JLP action figure? JLP emoji, brown heart emoji.
Last time I spoke to Hassan, he told me he was working on it. But he's been working on his music, and he's been traveling with Ye. So I'm going to have to check with him again and try to give you a time, exact date or time when it will happen. Thank you, though. I appreciate you checking in on that.
Walking Roscoe, I'd like to ask.
Ask!
Ask what's up with the quote-unquote Zionist issue from the callers. It's just another identity people either hate or cling to. What a mess.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
Joe on the X live stream. JLP, just when I thought you were waking up from that deep sleep, you proved to me you are bought and paid for by some kosher dollars. Dollar sign emoji.
What does that mean?
The Jews are paying you.
Oh, if the Jews want to pay me, I would gladly accept. So you can send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090 or go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. They're not doing it, but if they want to do it, I would be happy to take it and use it for the good. Thank you. I got to take a break. Thank you all.
Read the rest later.
The hate news is coming. One more hour to go. I'll be back in a moment.
So I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of 2 hours of Black Excellence and then third hour, Manhood Hour, Wednesday, The Jesse Lee Peterson Show, February 4th, AD 2026. The lines, there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP coming up into Manhood Hour. Women are welcome to call in even during Manhood Hour. And believe it or not, men are allowed to call in during Manhood Hour as well. Sweet. Some people will get confused. And then the Hake Report after that, .com, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. And then Punchy TV later this afternoon. Cool. Nice. Tomorrow night, Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month, men, 7 p.m. at Bonn in Los Angeles. And Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports on Jill Biden's ex-husband. That's Dr. Jill Biden to you, Comedy Nonsense. The ex-husband of former First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, has been charged with murder in the death of his current wife. Well, if his current wife, it's not his current wife anymore because death did them part. And he allegedly did it. Authorities said that on Tuesday, William Stevenson, with a V, Stevenson, age 77, arrested in connection with the death of his wife, 64-year-old Linda Stevenson. Huh. Found unresponsive in December, last month, right? No, a little more than a month ago. Inside a Delaware home, Stevenson, William Stevenson, was married to Jill. They call it Biden, which is confusing. Dr. Jill, from 1970 until their divorce in 1975, so like 4 or 5 years. Looking back, it may seem like that relationship was a mistake of youth, said Dr. Jill, calling it they call her Biden, in her 2019 memoir. So the Biden post-presidential office declined to comment on her ex-husband Stevenson's, William Stevenson's arrest and charges. Understandably so. I don't blame them on that. The nuclear talks, U.S. and Iranian officials say they will meet for nuclear talks later this week. Nice. Tensions between the countries remain high. The discussions expected to be held in Oman, O-M-A-N, source familiar with the matter told Comedy Nonsense. The White House, white on the inside, says President Trump is keeping the option of military strikes in Iran if the talks are not successful. Tensions have escalated this year, Trump renewing his threats to strike Iran again, right, if they do not agree to negotiate a new nuclear deal rather than that Obama one. Iran is believed to have thousands of missiles and drones within range of U.S. troops based in several countries, or at least a few, maybe several, in the Middle East. It has threatened to strike them. Iran has threatened to strike the Americans as well as strike Israel. Terrible. Anyway, Bitcoin fell to its lowest level since November 2024, back when Biden won, right? So-called. No. Not when Biden won. On Tuesday, despite President Trump's pledge to make the United States the crypto capital of the world, Bitcoin is now down about 40% since hitting a record high in October. In recent months, the world's largest cryptocurrency by market value has whipsawed in price and struggled to regain ground amid a series of sell-offs. U.S. stocks stumbled Tuesday a little bit. stumbled in Wall Street, growing concerned about how profitable the AI boom will be ultimately, says Comedy Nonsense, and whether the massive spending behind it will pay off. And you know what's also contributing to messed up markets, I argue, could be this crime that's going on in this once white world. Video showed in England, I believe, London. Robbers armed with a hammer, like a sledgehammer, smashed a London jewelry store window and stole some jewelry. They were fighting with the staff inside the shop from outside. Terrible. Terrible sight. I'm James Hake, now JLP.
Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? What is the right way for parents and others to help others to become strong? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast, but you still can listen live anywhere in the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. And for the flat earthers, up and down the world, if you believe the world is flat. So you still can, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash Shop is now. It's the third hour of the show. The first 2 hours on Wednesday, Black Excellent Hours, but the third hour, bring back third hour, bring back the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. It is rebuilding that spiritual order. It is manhood hour. Oh,
what
Lord.
Is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, mate. Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and yikes. Lead the way.
Desperate times, girl.
You not to get no tattoo. You went and got a tattoo without my permission. You're getting out this house. Why are you laughing? And get all your shit and get out of here.
That's how desperate she is.
I cannot fucking believe these damn kids in the black neighborhood kick a duck so hard that she died.
I can't handle this anymore.
And now the baby Douglas is left without their mother.
They need a father.
In jail without bond, accused of the unthinkable. She's charged with first-degree murder in her 4-year-old son's death.
That's how desperate she is.
What a mess. I had not seen that. The Anchor Baby put that together. Amazing. Amazing. You got to do what you want, but you can be free, folks. You don't have to be you any longer. And you know how you put the women in charge of things and things only get worse? If you put them in charge of the home life gets worse. Life get worse. The schools, the government, the businesses, everything get worse. Because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. You will suffer. And you do suffer. There is an order to life, all right? But you got to look within. is inside of you. Not on the outside, but the inside. Men and women, if you want to be free. You, as an adult, no one, not one other person on the planet can do anything about your spiritual life. That's totally on you. You got to get on this journey if you want to be free, and you got to take it alone. You can't even take it with your imagination. You can't take it with another person, your husband, your wife, your friends, your church members, your employee members, men and women. You got to take it on your own and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. All right? It is going to, you're going to love it. Really, you're going to finally have life. And you will naturally come to order. And they put these women in charge, and this is what you get. WFLA. Watch this. Two Hillsborough County public school buses employee, two Hillsborough County public school bus employees were arrested after one of them hit a 10-year-old victim on the school bus while other one laughed. So this one lady on the bus, according to the story and allegedly, was hitting this kid on the bus. And I heard about this story before in the media. They said the boy was the child, I don't know if it was a boy or girl, but autism, had autism or something like that. And this female beating this child while the bus driver was laughing, according to the story. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office announced, watch this from WFLA.
Caught on camera, a child abused on a school bus. It's hard to watch. And tonight, a Hillsborough County bus aide and bus driver are accused of it. One of them is accused of abusing the child with autism while the other one laughed.
Yeah, Stacy. Well, deputies say teachers automatically notice a change in the child's behavior when it was time to go home and get on the school bus. That's what prompted deputies to take a look at the cameras on the school bus, and they say what they saw was disturbing. This video is hard for any parent to watch. A defenseless child being hit over and over by someone entrusted with their care, while another adult not only watched but laughed.
And only fueled his fear after listening to him scream in pain by threatening him with further violence.
The investigation began back in November after a witness reported the abuse. Detectives review video footage from on the school bus. They say 79-year-old Juanita Wright repeatedly abused the victim, and while the driver, Tonya Rice Constant, did nothing to stop it. And the bus aide was arrested on 14 counts of child abuse, and the driver, she was arrested for failure to report it.
Amazing, huh? If these black women, I don't know if they have children or not, if they beat their own children, what do you think they're going to do to yours? Think about that. And you can tell what's going on with the family by looking at the children. If these children are violent and angry and out of control and disrespectful, that's because they've been treated that way by their parents, especially the mother or the grandmother. And I don't know who to blame, the bus driver and the lady that was there, or the parent for sending their children off anyway. If you love your children, you protect your children from these people. But you don't want to do that. You want to go to work. Isn't that amazing? One other quick one. From ABC 7 Chicago. I do want to know your thoughts on this one, too. Former Sangamon County Sheriff Deputy Sean Grayson was sentenced to 20 years for murder in the 2024 Springfield shooting death of Sonya Massey. Watch this from ABC 7 Chicago.
Yeah, that Massey family filled with tears and really a loud cheer erupted of joy in that courtroom, and they say this was a win for the community, a win for justice, and really a win for the entire country.
I am ecstatic. Oh, happy. We did it, all of us together.
Donna Massey and her family have waited 572 days for this moment as Sean Grayson is sentenced to 20 years in prison for the second-degree murder of Sonya Massey.
I am happy with the verdict today of him getting 20 years. I'm glad he got the maximum sentence. They didn't try to lowball us or anything like that. That's a blessing.
Malachi Massey and his 16-year-old sister both addressed the court today, speaking emotionally on how difficult life has been without their mother. Sonya's parents also giving victim impact statements, as the mother, Donna, ended hers by looking directly at the defendant and saying, quote, Sean Grayson, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
those are the exact words Sonya said to Grayson before he shot her three times in her home on July 6th of 2024. During the trial, Grayson told investigators he thought her rebuke meant she intended to kill him with a hot pot on the stove, but prosecutors say she complied with orders before being shot.
Amazing. That white man didn't have a chance, even if, I don't know if he's innocent or not, but even if he was 100% innocent, he was still going to jail for being accused of killing a black female. He was still going to jail no matter what. Amazing. Sean Grayson addressed the court before his sentences and said he made many mistakes that night. Watch this.
Today, Grayson addressing the court before his sentencing, admitting for the first time emotionally that he made many mistakes on that night in Massey's home, while apologizing to the family and asking for their forgiveness.
For him to be weepy-eyed and crying and saying he was sorry for what he did. But he got on the witness stand during the trial, and he doubled down with his lie. I wish they'd have let me put the cuffs on him today.
Now the family is shifting focus to carrying on the legacy of Sonya Massey. The family already reached a $10 million settlement in a lawsuit against the county and worked with state lawmakers to pass the Sonya Massey Law in Illinois, which further extends background checks and the hiring of police officers across the state. That's something they say would have saved Sonya's life, as Grayson would not have been hired as a deputy after already being fired from other police departments for his conduct.
The Sonya Massey Law should be law across the whole United States of America, so that no family will ever have to go through the kind of hurt that this family has gone through.
$10 million, they already got it. You think they're hurting? But no wonder they were rejoicing. I wish we had the video. I would show you what happened. Apparently, and we played this story back before, where this allegedly, I don't know, I wasn't there, that this woman had a pot of hot water or something, and the officer was trying to carry out the law, whatever that was, and the lady, he was concerned that lady was going to throw him on that hot water. We'll find that one day and we'll play it for you. Let me go and see if I can find it now. I'm going to check my producer. I will be right back, because I do remember that we played that video as to, according to the story in the video, as to what happened. And if I remember this lady was acting kind of weird in the video, even though I don't know what the situation was, but my country's gone. Let me go and see, could I have my producer get it for me? Back in a moment. So they are pulling up that video, all right? And this is a Garrison attorney who had hoped for to lower the sentences. Watch this from ABC 7 Chicago.
Now, Grayson's attorneys hope to lower today's sentencing as they made their arguments by mentioning his medical condition. They said he's had stage 3 colon cancer since March of 2023. They say that has now elevated to stage 4 and spread across his body. But still, Judge Ryan Cadogan enforcing that 20-year maximum sentence here today. Their attorneys say they plan to appeal that.
Amazing. They don't care if you had cancer, white man. You're white and they're black. What the? I want my country back. So I wanted to play that video of when we originally played it a while back, but I've been told that it needs to be done up again. I don't know why if we have already played it. But my country's gone. It's about color. And white people, you don't have a chance. They see you, even though you're not, they see you as the enemy. They see that they can blame you, especially if they can allegedly get money from it. Amazing, huh? So maybe tomorrow or the next day or the next week, we can play that video for you. One other quick one is about a FedEx driver. ABC 10 News. I want to know, was this FedEx Bible, was it justified to fire him, this driver? ABC 10 News. A FedEx driver was fired after posting a viral video of a racist, quote-unquote, confrontation during a delivery in Chula Vista. Watch this from ABC 10 News.
FedEx driver Doug Ahmed was about halfway through his route when he pulled into this apartment complex in Chula Vista. When he heard a woman yelling at him from around the corner, he pulled out his phone and started recording.
Here's the information right here. There's a number on the back.
The video, shot in October, begins with Ahmed telling the woman if she wants to complain about his speed in the complex. All the information is on the truck. Ahmed, who maintains he wasn't speeding, says moments later, this exchange.
I got hit by a trash truck.
Okay, that ain't my problem. Am I a trash truck?
No, you're a FedEx.
Ahmed, who is African-American, says the woman, who appeared to be Hispanic, called him a racial slur. Ahmed, who says he also started cursing.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Says the woman called him the same racial slur several more times. Ahmed says this video shows the woman trying to block his exit with a car, forcing him to squeeze around her and leave. Because we haven't been able to locate the woman for a comment, we've blurred her face.
As this is all playing out, what's going through your mind?
Really, really surprised that it was happening. The 7 years that I've been at FedEx, that was my first time being called that on the job.
What the? Amazing, huh? Everybody and they mama if you're black, their mama if you're white, want to fight. Why don't you all lay your weapon down? It doesn't matter what that lady call you. And it doesn't mean that she's right either. But don't argue with the devil. Amazing, huh? And so I get, apparently, according to ABC News 10, 10 News, months after the confrontation, the FedEx driver posted a video online and was later fired. Now, do you think he should have gotten fired? Watch this.
Months later, Ahmed decided to post the video on TikTok.
Never feels good to be called that. especially when you're simply existing, working.
The post, also shared on Instagram, quickly went viral, receiving nearly 400,000 views in the past 2 weeks. Several days after he posted the video, Ahmed was fired by a FedEx contractor.
To post a video and get fired after is just like a double slap in the face.
In his termination letter, FedEx pointed out the video contained the company name and truck, both violations of policy. Ahmed says the policy should be looked at on a case-by-case basis, calling the firing unfair.
Do you regret posting that video?
Yes and no. I regret posting it simply for the employment purposes. I don't regret it because it does bring awareness.
Awareness? What's awareness? How good is that awareness doing you, buddy? You that's your job. You can't be posting stuff on there about your job. And the awareness ain't going to change nothing in the people. That's the wrong awareness. 888-7753-773. Let me go to John out of California. John, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on?
All this well. Come closer to your phone, John, and speak right into your phone.
Yeah, I'm pulling over on the side of the road. Can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
Okay, well, I have two things. One is something that you've helped him with, and the other one's a question.
Okay.
I was a former Bible thumper, raised holy hands, and I was in the church, and I was struggling with pornography. I mean, I was watching it nonstop. And I went to, church people, and they kept telling me, say in the name of Jesus to rebuke it, and I would do that, and I would still be into it. And it got obviously with my, this is way before I found you, and I was going to church every Sunday, and I was 100% beta. And I end up finding you and realizing that, staying present is so important, silent prayer and doing all that stuff. So now I don't even have the desire to watch it. And for some strange reason, I do watch it. Like you say, I stay present. I watch what I'm doing. I'm present as I grab my phone and the whole nine yards. And I would like to say that that's helped me. Staying present, it just helped me with my life. And I just wanted to thank you for that. That was Senses Manhood Hour. That's what I wanted to talk about that.
Well, and if that temptation should come again, just be aware of it, but don't go with it at all. Don't do what it tells you to do. And eventually you will have 100% control over that. So try not to go with it. But God forbid, if you do, don't judge yourself.
Yeah, that's a big thing, because when I was a Bible thumper, I would beat myself up. I mean, not literally, but I would just feel so bad if I ever did it where I was so lost. I even had to deal with God about this, and obviously that's not biblical, but I unfortunately, for conversation purposes, my youngest son is has special needs. So I told God, if I promise I will stop watching it, but you have to help me with my son. Obviously that it didn't work.
You can't make that kind of deal with God. What the?
I know. But that's how desperate I was to break this, because like your story. I mean, I was going to church every Sunday. I was feeding the homeless. I thought I was doing God's will, and now that I look back, I was playing God.
It was all ego, all for the thrill of it.
Uh huh. Yeah. All for lifting holy hands.
That's right. But
So I mean, now like you said, staying present. It's like a night and day for me, and I stay present with everything, and I realize how unconscious I get throughout the day, and especially when I drive. I get unconscious. So now I'm following your advice and staying present.
Right on.
I forgive my parents. I'm doing a silent prayer, and that goes to my first question. Is I've been on this journey for 3 years, and obviously I'm doing this alone. I'm married. I have 2 sons, and my marriage is not as my marriage is failing, and I'm okay with it. You know, like you said, I laid my weapon down, and my question is. I'm doing a silent prayer, but things have got bad. I mean, for conversation purposes, things have got bad where my wife doesn't even sleep in the same room as me. She wants nothing to do with me. My question is, she tells me I don't, and like in the past I was beta, I would beg for her to stay with me. And all that crap. Now I lay my weapon down. I don't care what she does. However, we had a conversation one time and she said, hey, just leave me alone. You work on you. I'm going to work on me. But at this point in time, like, I'm not going to sleep in the same room with you. Obviously she doesn't wear a wedding ring, the whole 9 yards. I'm doing a silent prayer, but I'm not getting anything from the silent prayer as far as like what my next move should be. I just wanted to know, like, I mean, there's no timetable, but like, in your opinion, is there ever a time where I should say like, hey, listen, this is what I want in a marriage. If you don't like it, I mean, you can gladly leave or, I could be wrong, but I think she's trying to get a reaction out of me because in the past I would crumble and beg for her and, you know, do the whole beta stuff, but now I'm not. But my question is, at what point do I just wait for the silent prayer to tell me what to do next?
Well, right now, if she's sleeping in one room and you're in the other room, you're doing fine. That's fine. And don't think about what's going to happen or what will or will not happen. Don't think about tomorrow. You just continue to work on yourself and live your life. And if she's not working on herself, she may leave you because the darkness will not be able to stay around the light. And so, but, you know, don't think, well, that's what's going to happen or that will not happen. You just continue to work on you and put truth first. Put the light first, and you'll be able to deal with whatever is happening. She may end up divorcing you. You won't have to divorce her. She'll pay the price for divorcing. But let whatever happen naturally. You don't look ahead and don't look back. Just stay present.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Hold on 1 minute. Let me take a quick break. Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah, I'll hold.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I'll finish up with you and the rest of the callers. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pills.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingamand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hank Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The Hank, HAKEReport.com. After that, from 9 to 11, then the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And then brand new episode of Punchy TV at 2 p.m. A brand new episode. You're going to love it. Fight, fight, fight. You're going to love it at 2 p.m. All right. And don't forget to like Pacific Time. Don't forget to like these videos and all that good stuff. Support us on social media. Let me go quickly back to, and I want y'all to know, all human beings, forget about your color. Forget about your groups. Forget about your thrills. Forget about your hatreds, your resentments. All those thoughts and emotions. Come out of hell. Come out of the darkness into the light and love one another. Because it's all spiritual. And every human being got the same problem. Situations might be a little different, but the same problems is with everyone. You just don't realize because you're so divided. You're into your color, your thoughts, your emotion, your group, your religion, and all that mess. Come back to present. Be one with the light, with perfect love, and you're going to treat everybody the way you would like to be treated. Because you will be of love and not of hate. Stop hating so you can be free. Let me go quickly back to John out of California. According to John, his wife don't want to play with him anymore. He's fine with that. She's in a separate room. He's in another room now. She doesn't want to play. So, John, do you understand that, if she sleep in a separate room, that's fine. She can take off that stupid ring, that's fine. But just don't judge her. Don't be angry at her. Let her go through her own hell. And then don't plan to divorce her or not divorce. Have a way to see why you're working on yourself.
Yeah. You've really helped me in my journey and just waking me up because, like I said, I mean, our marriage is not perfect. And in the past, I would be 100% beta. And now I'm okay with whatever happens in the future. And I'm, whatever happens. I'm no longer going to beg for anybody to be with me or not be with me.
That's right. No. Absolutely. Because if you feel anything about anything, then it's something wrong with you. We're not supposed to be feeling anything about other people coming in and out of our life. They want to come in and hang out, fine. If they don't, fine. And if you're one with the light, you're not going to feel anything about it. And I haven't heard her side of the story, so I don't know. But if you were a beta one, you were beta one time, she might be trying to get control of you again by getting you to react, by making you sleep, refusing to sleep with you. She may want you to worship her.
And you know what? Now that I'm awake, I can clearly see what you're saying is correct. And you know what's funny is I found her in church, and I would always say that God gave me my wife, and now I know God did not give me this woman.
I don't know why men think that they're going to find a good woman at a church, and especially religion, when God has nothing to do with religion at all. You're just going to find the same devil.
Yeah.
Well, don't be angry at her, and don't overreact or react to her at all. If she asks you a question, be honest with her. Just don't be angry at her.
And then, last question: is there an age limit on the meeting tonight was for the men?
No.
I could take my 11-year-old son.
So what did I say?
He's asking if 11-year-old son is okay.
Oh, he may be bored because of we're talking and stuff like that, and kids get bored real easily. But is there an age limit?
We used to say like 12.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 12. Yeah, that's probably
since you're the father, it's up to you.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Okay, I just didn't want to drive way out there, and then we'd be turned away, but.
Well,
all
he
right.
won't be turned away. You may have to, keep him quiet a little bit, but he won't be turned away, that's for sure.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, you stay with us, stay with us. And the meeting is not tonight, it's tomorrow night, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I lost track of days.
And again, right, if you want to bring him because you want to be at a meeting, that's totally up to you. He will not be turned away. You guys won't be turned away.
Yeah. And I know how to make boys too. So
your first child was a boy?
Yeah, I have two boys. I don't make girls.
Right on. Real men make boys first. What the? Amazing.
All right, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Stay with it.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Lamont out of Maine. Lamont. You are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Lamont.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and it was worth the wait all day.
Right on.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong?
I want to say, just stay in the moment, stay in the present, and don't basically feed into the imaginary thought that someone is going through. Kind of like when a person feels weak and they think to themselves that nothing's going right for them. I want to say, if you kind of stay present, it'll show them that what they're thinking is just a thought. Maybe I'm not explaining it 100%, but it's kind of a roughie of me saying it. It's like when a person comes up to you and they're like, oh my God, this, ISIS, da 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 da. And you're like, oh my God, really? You're not helping them. But if they come up to you and they're like, oh my God, ISIS doing this, ISIS doing that. And it's like, yeah, but. That's on the news, right? They're like, oh, yeah. Kind of like the stay present. I think that helps out a lot in people. So I think that's the answer.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And I'll put my little, very interesting, by the way, but I just
Thank
can't
you.
Respond. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Of course. I appreciated it. And when I heard it Sunday, I was like, without even thinking, I said, oh, I got the answer. And I just wanted to just share that because I didn't want to think. And I remember calling you like in April or May. And I just want to make this brief because I know time is time. But I called you. I lived in another state. I lived in New Hampshire. And things wasn't going right for me. I stopped smoking cigarettes. I had a surgery. I literally went to the hospital in the emergency room because I couldn't breathe. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, how come I can't breathe? And so I went there twice. And the second time was even worse because I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I don't know. And the doctors all looked at me, and I was like, just breathe. And I'm like, and my lady is a cardiologist nurse, or a cardiology nurse, so she deals with the heart. And she's looking at me like, duh. But that is a good thing because people don't see themselves. But yeah. When I started awake and then when I forgave my moms, everything happened. And it's like, okay, so one day I was, you know, so I work in retail and I asked this lady, she was like 90 something years old. And I'm like, I can't breathe. And she's like, did you ever try just paying attention? And I was like, what? What do you mean? So yes, breathing is the thing. Is the I think subconsciously people die subconsciously. Like when you don't concentrate on breathing, you're gonna die from something.
And when you were not able to breathe, did you say hands up? I can't breathe.
I said I want to live.
Amazing.
For real, I said I don't know. I said I want to live.
Amazing.
And then the next, yeah. And it was interesting. Because now I'm just not watching me breathe, but I'm actually watching me respond to the world. And I realize everything in this world distracts you from God.
Absolutely.
100%. Right. So I don't care. So I really don't care about the news, what's going on. I mean, it's like entertaining, but I don't take it personal.
Right on.
Because if you take it personal, then it's like it gets to you. And then you want to respond back. But then when you react to the world reacts back. And it's like, yeah, you shouldn't have did that.
And two devils fighting.
Yes. And I've seen it. And I'm just happy that I see it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Really, just stay with the light. And the will make it right.
And I see that now. And I do appreciate the words that you put out there for people to catch. Oh, it's just so hard, right? Like, nobody wants to hear the truth because it's so, I don't know what's going on. I really don't. It's just getting worse and worse, and it's never going to get any better.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because as long as you're present and you're living your life, I don't think it really matters about nobody else.
It doesn't. Not at all. Not one
hour. Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
Thank you, Lamont. I appreciate it.
Thank
man.
You. And hey, again, I appreciate you too.
Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Thank you very much, Jesse, and I'll hear you Sunday in your response.
Thank you. All right, buddy.
All right. Appreciate you.
Okay. Amazing. Super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Hi, Nez bought a coffee. God bless you, Jesse. Praise Jesus. Amazing.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Caesar or Cesar, three coffees. Jesse, the problem with Zionism these days, there's powerful political figures within our government putting Israel first before America, looking out for Israel's needs, putting our country in jeopardy trying to meet those needs, says Cesar.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Taiwana and Mr.
How does he know that, Cesar?
He doesn't explain.
Oh.
He doesn't elaborate.
So you may be...
He keeps it pithy.
Right on. I appreciate that, Cesar. And I wonder, are you getting your same information from where all the other people are getting it and don't have real proof? I'm just wondering out loud. Let me know. Either by calling me or the making clear your chat. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Caesar.
Yeah.
Taiwana, Mr. Jesse, that's so true about that bus situation. My uncle's in his 80s, and he's black, LOL, smiley. And he said it was clearly a movement to get the blacks to follow that mess, smiley. Yeah,
it was. It was a setup for the blacks. The so-called civil rights movement was a setup with that female Rosa Parks one time. Lord, I'm so tired. I worked so hard in that house, raising those white kids, and on my knees, cooking bread, dirty rag and clothes all over my head, scarf on my, It was a setup, and they have played you. And they're making money. And that's why they won't let it go now. You see when they look like they're going to lose or they're not going to get what they want, the first thing they cry is racism. Why don't you see that? Everything is racist to these folks because they know it works for them, for their ego. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Taiwana. VMST80, because of your content, been working on myself, doing much better. Thank you. Want to call in Friday to challenge, respectfully, something I heard from last week's Sunday fellowship.
Right on.
Will you take my call?
Yes. Call me. Call. Yes. Thank you, and thanks for your super chat.
Thomas B., Jesse, can you give Pam a shout-out? She's a ripper, which means a great woman.
Who is Pam?
I don't know. I was almost hesitant. I was hesitant, actually, to say it, but I looked up ripper, and it wasn't something bad. It's something good in Australian slang.
Oh.
Perg rock.
Who is this from?
Thomas B.
Thomas, want to give Pam a shout-out. I have no idea who Pam is or what R-Rap mean or anything.
Ripper.
Ripper mean, but shout-out to Pam from Thomas. Thank you.
Bailey, lovely lady. Yes, my son flushed a remote down the toilet. LOL. And says it was a Roku remote for anyone wondering. LOL. Very generous. Super chat. Second.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
The real Yakimo. Jesse, this is Yakimo, who shot a week with my father. You know, from the men's conference. Older men's conference guest.
Uh-huh.
And he sends a super chat, and he has a tip, and he wants to send you something.
Thank you, Yakimo. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'll look out for the something. Something,
indeed.
Something, something.
Send
Thank
it
you.
Over.
Right on. Good to hear from you.
Walking Roscoe, I'd like to ask.
Ask.
Ask. I eat healthy, but want to shock the body, quote unquote, with something dangerous. Are hot dogs with peanut butter that good? Triple question mark. Emoji.
For me, Jesse Lee, they're so good, make you want to slap your mama. It is, you should try, well, unless you're sick or something, I don't know that. But a little piece, put some peanut butter on it and slash bread and you know, heat it up. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Shout out Walking Roscoe. Anthony L. with a cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L. Thank you.
Bailey, lovely lady. In response to that caller who had who was struggling with an issue and also dealing with a wife who may divorce him.
Yes.
You are M something or other. In your marriage, your wife doesn't respect you.
Yeah, that's what she loved. If I haven't heard her side of the story, but it sounds like she loved to be worshipped. Amazing. And her name is Lovely Lady.
Bailey Lovely Lady.
Bailey Lovely Lady. Who's that lady? Lovely lady. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, darling. In my opinion, social media is making people worse. People fake their lives and display fakeness for views, spreading lies and division. The world is now one acting a fool. What you think? Social media, good or bad? Do you think the world was this bad before social media?
If it was, Sion, we didn't know about it. And, you know, evil has always existed. But if it was, we didn't know about it, so we treated each other, for the most part, the way we like to be treated. But now people use social media for thrills and clicks and make money, and there's no love in it at all. It's gone crazy. You're right about that. When I become president, we're ending in all computers. Amazing. Thank you.
Based. Over on Barbecue Pringle on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of an international plot to enslave whites. However, I can confirm we're doomed. And even Uncle Tom said there's no such as responsibility.
It's a mess. And it's over. Really, it really is over. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you to Games for Rec, Aries One, Coffee Talk with Sandra, and the rest of the DLive crew supporting.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thanks to the Rumble supporters, the monthly subscribers, as well as the YouTube members on JLP, Bond, and The Fallen State. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the support, helping us to help others. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Troy out of Maine. Minnesota, not Maine. Troy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, thanks for taking my last question here. I was wondering if you think there should be federal term limits on the Supreme Court and federal judges.
I'm not sure about the Supreme Court at this point, but absolutely with judges and politicians and all that, there should definitely be a term limit. Because they'll make a career out of it, and they'll do anything they can to keep that job to make money and ego fulfillment.
Can I ask you another quick question?
Yes, sir.
Do you think it would be good for the country to reinstitute the Sabbath day on Sunday where businesses are closed and it focuses on family and faith?
The what day?
Like Sunday where businesses are closed and, you know, people are encouraged to go to church and spend time with their family.
What do you think?
Absolutely.
And why?
Well, I just read Charlie Kirk's last book, and he made a very strong case for it. And it just
What do you think, though?
I think it would be good.
Why?
It was slow because it would reorient people back to God and be with their families and friends.
Well, you're definitely right in that when they were sitting down on Sundays and it did give their family time to be together and all that, and whether they want to go to church or not, it definitely made a difference, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Troy.
But you think it that? Yeah,
I'm
thanks,
sorry,
Jesse.
Repeat that. What did you say?
I was saying you think you would be in favor of that?
I wouldn't be against it. I would neither be in favor or against it because if family really wanted to be together, they can pick their own days to be together on time. We got to learn to live our own lives and to hell with anybody else's life.
That's fair enough.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Zach out of Memphis, Tennessee. Zach, you are on the air.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Zach.
Hey. Yeah, quick question. What's the difference between confidence and arrogance?
Arrogance is evil. Confidence comes from above.
Confidence comes from above.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow up question: Do you think that confidence is contagious?
No, because most people don't want it and they don't have it.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. I just assume that confidence means like we can do it. Like if you can put it in that tense and it'll work still.
No, of ourselves, we can do nothing, and of ourselves, we know nothing. And when a person say that I'm confident, they're telling you that they're evil.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, man. Thank you. I had something about yesterday when I called yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think I left out something, and in my little story.
Real fast.
I think I was set up. Do what?
I said because of time, real fast.
Yeah, I think I was set up at my job, and I think my manager he would actually leave out pieces out of my bag. He would like pack the bag for me and like leave them leave pieces missing. And I would be like the last one to take it out, and I'd get like all the blame for it. So I had to like, that's why I was asking. Yeah, the regional manager was there, and the regional manager would you know, just blame me. And I'm like, well, how can I just go around blaming everybody in this place when, you know, I'm supposed to represent this company, represent this,
you
know what I mean?
Did you talk to the regional manager and the manager together about it?
No, I didn't.
And why not?
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
But if the manager hears you saying that, well, I put everything there, the regional manager seems to be taking it out. At least he'll be able to kind of sort out what's going on.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, do what you want. Don't do it just because I said I don't want you to lose your job. But I would think that if you have a regional manager and a manager, and you thought the regional manager was trying to set you up, you were bringing attention to the boss, so the boss can straighten it out one way or another.
Right. Yeah. And
why did
you
do
that? Guy, it was the lower manager, the one I was like, I was working side by side with, and when he handed me the bag, I was like, you know,
I
was like, all right, great.
You, because of time, why did you tell the manager about it?
Because I represent, you know, I represent the whole team, and I don't want to go around pointing fingers. And
but it may cause you to lose your job, right?
Yeah, but I was like, you know what? We can clean it up. We can both work together and clean that kind of mistake up. We don't have to make that mistake if we just work together.
What
but he didn't want to talk and communicate.
What they say?
You know, like he didn't want to like
Zach,
do that very often.
Time, what they say?
Oh, they said, you know. They said, check it. You said you have to double check. You have to be the one to double check.
Amazing. Zach, I'm out of time. If you like, you should call me back on this, but I'm totally out of time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
bye.
Bye now. I'm out of time. The Hate Report is coming now. The American Anchor Baby after the Hate Report. And at 2 p.m. Pacific time, a brand new episode of Punchy TV where you can call in and super chat and everything, and you don't want to miss it. Rick and the rest of the callers, I'm out of time. Thank you for your support. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Tomorrow is, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, like Nanny going north, the time is traveling. It's Bobby Thumper Thursday. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent JLP show. Shout out to